Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal the word to our hearts for this hour. The listeners of this message, Holy Spirit, bring conviction to your spoken word. And Father, I thank you for releasing a heavy anointing, an anointing that will bring conviction as well as deliverance to the listeners of this message. I give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Mark. Chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? To the book of St. Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We want to use for a thought, planning for your future, but not for your eternity. Planning for your future and not for your eternity. In our story in the book of Luke, we notice how Jesus starts off by telling us to take heed and be aware of covetousness, of trying to become greedy, trying to get things the wrong way in life. He said, because a man's life does not really exist, or you don't compare a person because they may have something and another person might not have what they have. It doesn't mean one person is better than the next. One person may live in a 24-room home, have a long car, a big bank account. Another person may not have those such things on the planet. So we cannot compare a person's life with another person's life because of what one may have and what one may have not. But Jesus is kind of warning us. He said, because your life don't consist in the stuff you have. You can have all of that and still be lost. I've known the people to have millions of dollars and still miserable. Can travel around the world and still not happy. Many people got money on top of money, money hand over fist, as they would call it, and yet they're sick and can't even enjoy the money. But let's move on, because there's something in this story we need to get. Planning for your future, but not for your eternity. He gave him a parable of a man who had ground, and the ground was just bountiful. The ground was just plentiful. Anything he planted, it grew. And this man began to think within himself. He said, what am I going to do? I have no room but to bestow all of the stuff I'm getting. Have you ever met people that have so much stuff, yet they're still buying more stuff and don't have nowhere to put the stuff they're buying because of the stuff they already have? Or just keep listening here. And notice, he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, and I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to build larger barns. I'm going to buy more land because my ground is producing so much fruit. I need to have place to put all my fruits, put all my goods. You have not one time heard in this story where this man who has so much stuff thought about trying to help somebody else. Well, that's another message. He said, I'm going to pull down my barns and build greater. And I'm going to say to my soul, soul, listen, you have much goods laid up for many years. See, he was planning for his future, but he didn't think about eternity. Many of you listening to me right now, you may be wealthy, you may be well off. Things are going good for you in life. Nice job, nice home, nice bank account. You got income property. All of that's fine and well. That's wonderful. Thank God for that. But see, in our story, this man became so relaxed, like so many of you have become. You feel like because you don't have to work too hard and you got income property, all you have to do is wait on direct deposit or the mailman. You saying what this man in the story is saying, I have much goods laid up for many years. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to eat, drink, and I'm going to just have a good time. From the natural standpoint, he was well off, but spiritually, he was poor. Spiritually, he was bankrupt because, see, he was focusing and planning for his future, but not for his eternity. He didn't think about all the stuff he got in this world, that he can't take one copper penny when he leave planet Earth with him. There are people on the planet that have money that they will never spend in this life or lives to come. But what's sad about all of that is that they have so much from the natural, but spiritually they're bankrupt. Because the richest man without Jesus is poor, and the poorest man with Jesus is rich. But now watch something in verse 20. God said to this man, you fool, you're a foolish person. You preparing for your future. Nothing wrong with you laying up things for the days to come. But you don't know when you're going to check out of this life. He was so focused on getting more stuff from the natural. Like many of you listening to me, working 2 and 3 and 4 jobs and you're not saved. Got jobs in different countries. You travel the world. You're constantly on a plane going from this state to that state. All of that's fine. But are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Is Jesus your personal Lord and Savior? Because when the day is over with, after all you have gotten in this life, you could have millions of dollars, and guess what? You could get your check today that's got 6 figures on it, and you could drop dead on the spot and go straight to hell if you wasn't saved. So in our story here, God said, you fool, this night your soul shall be required of thee. Now think about something. He was planning for his future, but not his eternity. You're listening to me right now. This message has gotten your attention because you've been like this man in the story. You've been trying to think about how you're going to build this, how you're going to get that, how you're going to accomplish this. All of that's fine. You're planning for your future. You want your kids to go to college. All of that's wonderful. They got grant money set up for them. That's beautiful. But are you planning for your eternity? Are you planning for the life after you leave this world? Have you ever thought about there's a heaven and there's a hell? And that both of these places await whoever decides to come. Listen, God will not make you come to heaven. God will not even make you go to hell. It's your choice. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve. So in our story, God said, you foolish man, you're listening to me right now. I hope that you're not foolish. I hope that you're not like this man in the story. You're planning for your future, but you never thought about eternity. Where would you spend eternity? If you was to die right now, my friend, where would you spend your eternal resting place? If you have to wonder about that, indications are you're not ready. And see, don't be called a fool by God. That's why God is sending his word to you right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But now listen to the story. God said, thou fool, this night your soul shall be required of you. Listen to this. Then who shall those things be which you provided? You plan for your future, but not your eternity. You didn't think about the day would come that your maker will call you. Job said, thou shalt call and I will answer thee. You would desire a work of your hand. If God called you right now, my friend, what would you do? What would your answer be? Can you give me a minute? I'm going to hit you back later. Can I get this? No. That night, God required his soul. You don't know when, my friend, your number will come. For man also knoweth not his time. You don't know when you're going to leave this world. And in spite of all what you have gotten from the material standpoint, you cannot give nothing on the earth to God to get you into heaven. My friend, if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I didn't say you joining a church building. I didn't ask you, did you give your hand to a preacher? I didn't even ask you, did you go down in water? None of that stuff matters if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. And how can you give your life to one in many cases that you've never heard about? See, I'm convinced of something in this hour, that people are hearing messages about everybody but the one they need to hear, and that's Jesus. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. My friend, have you been planning for your future and not for your eternity? Have you ever thought about eternity, my friend? That heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. And there's another place called hell. And hell is just as real as heaven. But guess what, my friend? Jesus paid your sin debt on the cross. So that you, when you die and leave this world, you don't have to go to this place of torment. This place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But it's a matter of choice, my friend. Choose you this day who you will serve. So if you've been planning for your future and not for your eternity, it's time to turn this thing around. It's time for you to plan for your eternity. And that's by giving your life to Jesus Christ. And if you have not given your life to Jesus, my friend, and you want to know that if you died right now, that heaven will be your eternal resting place, stop whatever you're doing right now. Romans 10 and 9 said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's decision time, my friend. It's time to make a decision as to what you will do. You've been planning for your future, but not for your eternity. It's time, my friend, to turn this thing around. Stay tuned for part 2 of planning for your future, but not for your eternity.